Greetings in Jesus' name on the 16th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside this morning, and we're more like fall-like temperatures here in the southern Maine region, and we're looking forward to a tremendous day in the Lord. Today, my wife and I celebrate 32 years of marriage, and we're rejoicing in the blessings of the Lord of being able to serve King Jesus all of these years. We've been serving since 1 month after our marriage. We surrendered our lives to Christ. I surrendered to preach. And we have been after it for the Lord all of these years, and we're grateful to God for that. Thank you for praying for us as we continue to labor for the Lord Jesus Christ here in this region. And we're working feverishly on our home to get it finished. We have a group of men coming from South Carolina today to help us for the next couple days, and we're looking forward to that, and we're believing God for a wonderful time together of working and laboring for Christ. And thank you for the joy of being able to know that you're praying for us and that you're supporting us financially as we go on for the Lord. I ask you to also pray about the airplane that was donated to us. We had a little Cessna 150 that was donated to our ministry. I need to go get that airplane. It's up on a grass strip in the western Maine mountains, and I need to go get that airplane and bring it back. And so thank you for praying about that. And we're looking for wisdom from God on when the timing of all of that is going to take place. Also continue to pray on where we would start our next church as restrictions begin to be loosened a little, not a lot, but they're loosened a little. We need prayer and guidance as to what our next church plant will be after we finished with the home build. In your Bibles today, I want you to look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9 and verse 15. I'm finishing reading through the book of 2 Corinthians, and every year when I get to this verse, my heart jumps for joy. The Bible says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." It's a rather short verse, but yet a powerful verse. Notice, first of all, the word unspeakable. And actually, it's the idea behind it is that you're not able to really put into words the gift that is mentioned here in this passage of Scripture. And us preachers, we like to try to do our best to put it into words, and teachers are the same, and you that are testifying in local churches, and you think about the special meetings that we're in oft times at our local assemblies, and how God begins to move, and the preachers will stand in the platform, and they'll make an announcement like this: "Is there anybody who has a testimony?" And a lady will stand up, and a man will stand up, and a child will stand up, and they begin to try to describe the joy of being saved. And sometimes it's a simple testimony, I want to say, "Thank God, I'm glad I'm saved." And then at other times, it's a testimony where they go into great detail, and, "I'm unworthy, I don't deserve any measure of God's love and grace, but thank God He reached down and saved me." What they're trying to do is to describe the gift of salvation. Oftentimes, the vocabulary is very limited. Because you're overwhelmed that you and I, who were once on our way to a Christless eternity in a place called hell, thank God He saved us, washed us, cleansed us in His own blood, and we are eternally saved. And we're grateful to the Lord for all that He has done. And so thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And so not only the word unspeakable and not only the word gift, but let's look at this last of all: thanks be to God. We should pull aside, we should thank God all day long, into the evening. Start early in the morning, as I did this morning around the 5 o'clock hour. I spent a season in prayer saying, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." May the Lord keep reminding us of the joy of sins forgiven and the wonderful privilege that He has given us to serve Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. I pray you have a wonderful Thursday, and we'll talk to you again on tomorrow.